like is the Rambam and the Rashba, and the Tshuva regarding this mitzvah. The Rambam's opinion is that it was observed twice a day every day. Just like Talmud was twice a day every day, and Tzaris was twice a day every day, and Kriyat Shema is twice a day every day. So to over here, Havmakas HaMenor is twice a day every day. And the Rashba says there is no such thing. It says in the Chumash, Mi'erev HaDoike, you only do it at night. It says in the Mishnah that they do Hatzavah Shamanera in the morning. Hatzavah means that you clean it out and you prepare it. You prepare it for the Havlok in the evening, but you don't do a Havlok in the morning. And the Rambam understands otherwise. The Rambam understands the Hatzavah, so we Havlok also. The word Hatzavah means Lahavlik. And the Rajban the Tshuva is a long Tshuva, the Rajban the Tshuva says he never heard of such a thing, that you only do Hatzavah in the morning just means you clean it and you prepare it, and it doesn't mean at all that you light it in the morning. There are different minhagim. On Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch records a minig that even though no one is yotzei with the hadlok and the Beis HaKnesses, the minig is that Yamadla Kneris and the Beis HaKnesses be bracha. So the Magen Avraham quotes, what is the basis of that minig to be Yamadla Kneris Beis HaKnesses? If no one is yotzei, so what's the idea behind it? So there are different explanations given by the Rishonim. Some try to say that it's Zechel HaMikdash, that the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyak. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to light every night. The Menorah on Chanukah would make a Zechel HaMikdash, and the Beis HaKnesses to light every night. So the Magen Avraham records two minhagim. Some kehillas had a minute to light in the morning also because of the Rambam's opinion that you light both in the daytime and at nighttime. And I think my impression is that in most Batei Knesiyos, the minhag is not so. That you only light at night, you don't light in the morning, because we don't accept the Rambam. We follow the Rashba. That there was no such thing. There was no Havlok in the in the morning. The parasha continues with the mitzvah of making big de kuhuna. And the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs counts this as a separate mitzvah to make big de kuhuna. This is in disagreement with the halachas gedolos. The Ramban, a mitzvah sesei lama gimel. The Ramban tells us that the halachas gedolos does not count it, and the Rambam over here is taking a stand against the halachas gedolos. So the Rambam considers this a mitzvah sasei. The Ramban comes to defend the halachas gedolos. Why didn't he count it as a mitzvah to make big dikuna? So the Ramban writes that he thinks that the mitzvah of wearing big dikuna only applies to shas avodah. It's just a heksha mitzvah. If you wear the big dikuna, the avodah is kosher. If you don't wear big dikuna, the avodah is pasul. So it's just one of the protein, the protein ha-mitzvah. It's another detail. You have to do the avodah like this and like that and like the other thing. So that doesn't deserve to be counted as an independent mitzvah. That's what the Ramban writes to defend the Rambam. In the end, the Ramban writes he thinks the Rambam is right. He personally subscribes to the Rambam's opinion that it should be counted as a separate mitzvah. But he just wrote to defend the halachas gedolos. That was the Ramban's position in general. A lot of the Hasogas HaRamban on the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's just coming to defend the Halachas Gedolos from the attacks of the Rambam. He says he personally agrees with the Rambam, but he doesn't think that the Rambam should have made such fun out of the Halachas Gedolos to be mevatel him. The Rambam will sometimes write, anyone who has an ounce of brains in his mind knows that this Halachas Gedolos is wrong. So the Ramban says Halachas Gedolos had an ounce of brains, and he understood otherwise. He said, you have a right to disagree, but not with such a Zam. Or the Balamor will often attack the Rif. So every so often the Ramban himself agrees with the Balamor. But he says the way the Balamor wipes off the Rif. Balamor writes, he's only 19 years old, and he writes, some may consider it chutzpah, my part, that I'm disagreeing with the Rif. It was a place to come equivalent in his generation. So the Ramban writes, of course it's a chutzpah. They write with such chutzpah. The Rif is wrong and absolutely against the Gemara. He said, you can learn another pshat in the Gemara, but the Rif has a place also to give his sheep. And Ramban every so often defends the Rif, and then he says, but he personally agrees with the Balamah. He doesn't agree with it, but not to be mevaza the Rif somewhere. So here also, this is one of the places. The mitzvah says, Lamed Gimel, and the Sefer HaMitzvah, so the Ramban personally agrees with the Rambam that it should be counted as a mitzvah sasei. But he says he can understand the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, why he didn't want to count it as a separate mitzvah, because basically it's just a heksha mitzvah. It's just that the Avodah belongs, there's no independent mitzvah to wear big dekunim. The Ramban explains in Halachas Gedolos, it's only a prat, a detail in the mitzvah of doing Avodah. So the Hakrovas, all the Avodahs were counted already, were mentioned already. So one of the commentaries, I saw this morning, one of the commentaries on the bottom of the Sefer HaMitzvot that's called Leif Sameach. I don't know, they have the name on the Sefer, I don't know who the author is. So the Leif Sameach comes to defend the Rambam. Why does the Rambam count it as an independent mitzvah? So he says, if you look in the Rambam, this is interesting, you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud and Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes this mitzvah, so he has it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. In the beginning of Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam lists off how many mitzvahs there are. So he says, one of the mitzvahs is to make big dikunim. Like he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, not like he wrote. The Sefer HaMitzvahs was written as an introduction for the Yarech HaZakah, and the whole Yarech HaZakah is, that's what the Rambam writes in the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. All Yarech HaZakah is just an elaboration on all of the 613 mitzvahs. So he lists in off which are the 613 mitzvahs. Then he's going to write a whole Yarech HaZakah, a whole Mishnah Torah to explain. So here he lists off the mitzvah to have big dikunim. Mitzvah number 12 is to have big dikunim. But here he just writes in the brief minyan mitzvahs before the section begins, before Klei HaMikdash, he writes mitzvah yudbeis lilbush big dikunim lavayda. But when he spells it out more in detail in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, he writes mitzvah sasei lasos begodim elu vilihios hakoyin oyled bahem with a vav. So Leif Sameach has an interesting comment. He says, the Rambam doesn't write like the Ramban thinks the Halachas Gedolos thought, that there's only a mitzvah, the whole idea of Big Dikun is only to enable the Avodah to be kosher. Then he shouldn't have written with Havav, he should write mitzvah says, Elasim God and Mabel, Leos HaKoyin Eivibahem. The fact that he writes it with Havav, not necessarily Mukha, but that's what he's medayik. The fact that he writes it with Havav indicates that they're two different things. The mitzvah says it to have big dekuna, to wear big dekuna. And number two, that the Kohen should do the avodah with the big dekuna, that it should be maksha the avodah. And he wants to be medayik and the Vashainis and the Psukim like that, like Kapsha, Lachanoli, the Begodim Abu are Lachavad al-Sephoris, that everybody should be Mechabed the Kohanim. If they wear nice uniforms, last speaking of the Kohanim, everybody will be Mechabed them. That's the mitzvah of the Kiddashto, to be Mechabed the Kohanim. So we have the mitzvah to be Mechabed the Kohanim. Kohanim have the mitzvah to wear big dekuna in order to bring about this covered HaKohanim. And then there's another halacha, a second halacha, that they have to wear big dekuna when they do the Avodah, in order to be Machsha the Avodah. If the Ramban would have been right, that it's only the whole halacha of wearing big dekuna is only b'shas avodah, there's no b'shas avodah, there's no inyan at all. Then the Leif Sameach says that the halacha of Zavus would have been right that you shouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah. The only reason why the Rambam did count it as a separate mitzvah is because he thinks that it's two different inyanim. To wear big dekuna is one mitzvah, even shalai b'shas avodah, and number two is to do avodah with the big dekuna. So this is really a question, what the Leif Sameach brought up is really a question, does the Rambam think like that, that there is a mitzvah to wear big day kuhune shaloi b'shasa avayda? Is that so? There is a Rambam at the very last halach in Hilchos Kilayim. Hilchos Kilayim, the Rambam talks about Kilayim in the fields, agricultural kalayim, and then at the end he writes about shatnas. On the very last halacha, the Rambam writes, Perek Yud halacha lamed beis in Hilchos Kilayim. Kohanim shalov shedig dekuna shalov b'shas avayda afilu b'anik v'shloikim mitnei ha'avnei shehu kalayim v'hut shaboyla b'shas avayda shehi mitzvasas ha'kitzitzis. The Rambam writes that just like this is in the Esed, the Chaloi says that you're permitted to wear shatnas in tzitzis, because Esed, the Chaloi says that is the source of the whole halacha of Esed, the Chaloi says, from the fact that you have the two psukim next to each other in Chumash Dvarim, they can climb shatnas layala lech, next to the pasuk of Gdivan Tasa Bechal Abba Kampas Tzuzcha, in Chumash Dvarim, we dash in smuchim, so this is smuchim. So the Rambam says, just like you say there, Esed Echaloi Sesei, and it's only Esed Echaloi Sesei when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Sesei. If you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sesei, let's say I have a talus that's so torn that I'm not Yotzei the Mitzvah with it, and this talus happens to have Shatnas. So if I wear the talus now with the Shatnas, I'll be in violation of Yisur Shatnas, because the talus is torn in such a way that I'm no longer Yotzei the Mitzvah. So the Rambam says the same over here. Some of the big dekuna, not all, some of the big dekuna have Shatnas in them. The Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot and some of the Big Day Kohen Gadol had the Shatnas. So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah, the there is an Issa Shatnes, and the only hatchet to wear the Shatnes in the Big Nekuna is B'Shas HaVoida, because that's a Dechalai Sassik, just like Tlaim and Tzitzis. That's the mashal that he gives. Shalai B'Shas HaVoida, there is no hatchet. There is no hatchet. And the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, and he thinks that it's not correct. That even Shalai B'Shas HaVoida, it's also permissible to wear the Shatnes all day long. Yeah, this is really two verses in the Gemara, in the beginning of the Erechin. The Gemara in the beginning of the Erechin quotes a Braisa, Hakol Chayovim Dikalayim. No one is permitted to wear Kilayim. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. All the Jews included are forbidden to wear Kilayim. So the Gemara asks, what is the Braisa driving at? Why should I think that that it doesn't apply to everybody? Why do you need a Braisa to say, Hakol Chayovim Dikalayim, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim? So the Gemara says, Salka Daita Hanina, Kohanim always wear Shatnes in the Beis HaMikdash. They wear Kilayim in the Big Dikun. I would have thought the Torah says, Kohanim are exempt from the prohibition of Kilayim. That's what you see from today's Seder. They wear Shatnes. So Tamash Malan the Brai said that it's not so. Aye, what do you do with the Parshas Tetzaveh? They're allowed to wear Kilayim. So then there are two Girsas in the Gemara. Taisis and Yuma has two Girsas in this Gemara and Erchen. So one Girsa of Taisis and Menachos has it, and Perakat Chelos and Taisis and Yuma has it. So one Girsa in the Gemara is that only in Big Dekuna are they permitted to wear Kilayim, but in their own clothing, not in Big Dekuna, they're not allowed to wear Kilayim. That's one Girsa. According to that Girsa, it sounds like they're allowed to wear Kilayim in Big Dekuna all day long, not only B'Shas HaVoida. And the other Girsa that it says in the Gemara is Nehi David Navoida Mishtri, true. B'Shas HaSias HaKabonis, it's Mutter. Even to wear the Big Dekuna, Shalai B'Shas HaVoida is prohibited. So you have the two Girsas on Dav Gimel. On the second Daf and Erech, and on Daf Gimel, you have the two Girsas in the Gemara. The Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rabbi, depends on the two Girsas. So the Rambam here, the last halacha in Hilchos Kilayim, writes, Kohanim Shalok Shadig Dekuna. If a Kohen wears Big Dekuna, Shalai B'Shas HaVoida, is Loike Mipnei HaAbneit. Because the Abnate has Shatnes. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam because he had the other years of the Gemara. The Ravid asks another question on the Rambam, my high the common Mepneha Abnate. The Ravid asks, why did the Rambam only say there's a problem because of the Abnate, the garkle that they wear? He asks, why doesn't he say there's Shatnes because of the Chosh and the Eifod? It says in today's said, the Chosh and the Eifod also have Shatnes. So why did the Rambam only worry about the Abnate? So the Mishnah Melech tells you to look in Perek Zion. In Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes the same din, but with one word added. In Perek Zayin in Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes Kohen Hedyot. Again, it's not Perek Zayin. Perek Ches, it's a mistake. It's Perek Ches in Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes one word added. Basa l'koin hedyot l'lopsho ela b'shas avoida. He only writes koin hedyot. It sounds like koin gadol is permitted to wear. That's how the Radvaz points out on that Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim. He points out from the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, it would appear that Kilayim shaloi b'shas avoida is forbidden according to the Rambam only by koin hedyot, not by koin gadol. That's how the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi didn't have a Radvaz. He didn't have this edition of the Rambam. So without the Radvaz, he figured it out on his own. The same Lashon. The Rav Hashava writes like that, also without a Radvaz. That it says in the Rambam, only also the Kohen Hedyot L'Lashon. That's why the Rambam only was worried about the Avnate. He wasn't worried about the Choshen and the Eifod. Because in the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam agrees that it's permissible to wear the Big Dikun all day long. Why is there a difference between, according to the Rambam's opinion, why is there a difference between the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol? So apparently the Rambam thinks. So the Beis HaLevi has a famous explanation. Beis HaLevi suggests the following. It says in the parsha, in today's parsha, that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz in order to be meratze al tumas hakadoshim. Oyam mitzvah tomid lirotzen lahem b'fnei Hashem. The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz in order to be meratza. It means if any korban is offered in the state of tumah, so it's pasul. But if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, then it's kosher. So there's a machlokes ha-tanaim whether the tzitz is meratza only when the Kohen Gadol wears it, or even if he's not wearing it. That's a new Dav Zayin, a machlokes of Yudah and Rav Shimon. Is it only Oda al mitzvah meratza, ein al mitzvah, ein meratza? Is only meratza when he's wearing it? He wears it all the time to be meratza. But he's saying no. Even if he's not, even when he's not wearing the tzitz, the existence of a tzitz is meratza. If the tzitz is so, when is the korban going to be possible if it's carved in a state of tumah? If the tzitz is sitting in a box, if the tzitz is broken, the Gemara says, if nishbar ha-tzitz, if the tzitz is broken, there is no tzitz in existence. So then, there's no ritzuli ha-korbanos. The korbanos that are offered in the state of tumah will be possible as long as the tzitz is in existence. Even if the kengvah is not wearing it, it's also meratza. So that's a machlekes of Yehuda Shimon, machlekes ha-tanoi, and we posit that it's only meratza while the kengvah wears it. If he's not wearing it, it's not meratza. What exactly does that mean? That the tzitz is only meratza but the kengvah wears it. He only has to wear the tzitz, or does he have to wear all the shmoneh begodim? So that's a question. So the Tesis in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Rav comment on the story of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai was a nut. He was in the Hashmonaim. So he decided he wants, he was a Kohen, all the Hashmonaim were Kohen. He decided that it's not enough that he's the Melech, he wants to be the Kohen Gadol also. So he declared himself as Kohen Gadol. So he was walking around all day long with the tzitz. He didn't wear the other big kuna, just with the tzitz. So Taisa says, what's going on? What was he doing? Zosa Mishigah. So Taisa says, no, that's not the Aloha. The Pasuk says he wears the tzitz all day long. Wears the tzitz all day long without the other seven big day Kohen Gadol. So the Pashtus in the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says that that part of Yanai was Kiddin. Not everything that Yanai did was Shaloi Kiddin. Some things he did properly. So this, the Rabbeinu Tam claims this was Kiddin. That he wore the tzitz all day long without the other big day Kohen. The tzitz alone is Meratza and the Karbonis, even without the other big day Kohen. The Beis HaLevi writes in his Tshuva, the Chelek Aleph, and the Beis HaLevi, the first essay, the first Tshuva in the Sefer, he thinks that the Rambam does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks that the tzitz can only be meratza, but see if all the big day Kohen together. He's mechusa begodim. What kind of a mashmos? What kind of a meaning or significance does it have just to wear the tzitz without the other begodim? So he thinks you have to wear all of the begodim. So the Beit HaLevi says that's probably why the Rambam distinguishes between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot. The kohen gadol has a mitzvah to wear the shmoneh begodim all day long in order to be meratza on the korbanos that will be offered in the state of tumah. And then there's a secondary yin of the kohen gadol should wear the big day kuna gedoyla, what he's doing korbanos adida kohen gadol. Okay, they're two different dita, but the kohen gadol has to wear the shmoneh begodim all day long. So you can't say that he's over on shatnas if he wears the big day kuna the choshen of the yefot shaloi b'shas avodah. Even shaloi b'shas avodah, the kohen gadol is performing a mitzvah by wearing the shmoneh begodim all day long, not just the tzitz. He has to wear all of the begodim. But if in hedyot, the only purpose of wearing big day kuna is b'shas avodah, shaloi b'shas avodah, not. So that's why the Rambam writes that if a kohen hedyot wears big day kuna shaloi b'shas avodah, he'll be in violation of shatnas. That's how the Beis HaLevi writes it. Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to say this over, he didn't say over the whole Beis HaLevi. He said perhaps he can leave out a little bit of it. You don't necessarily have to say the Rambam disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe even if the Rambam does agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, that the tzitz alone is meratza. And you don't even have to say the whole thing. Who says that the kohen gadol has a mitzvah to wear the big dekuna all day long in order to be meratza? The din is if he's wearing the tzitz when the tumah occurred, then it's meratza on the korban. He's not wearing, he's not meratza. Who says that it's a mitzvah that he should wear all day long in order to be meratza? Maybe the din only is if he happens to be wearing the big dekuna, then it'll be meratza. But he thought a different word. The Rambam writes in Klei HaMikdash that it's a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. The Rambam writes, you appoint HaKohanim Hugdalu. Perek Dalad in Klei HaMikdash starts off with today's Sedra, Bechiras HaKohanim. We jumped a little bit. At the beginning of chapter Chav Ches in today's Sedra, it says, V'yato ha-krei ve'elecho es-aron achich ve'ezbon imito ve'tel p'nei iso alakha anoli. That's Bechiras HaKohanim. Then part of the base is, V'yasi sabig de kerdish aron achich ve'lecho v'lecho v'lecho v'lecho. The second mitzvah is big day kuna. But there's the first mitzvah, Pasuk Aleph, the Chiras HaKohanim. The Kohanim were chosen. That's how the Rambam starts off Perek Dalet in Klei HaMikdash. HaKohanim hu dudu miklal halavim labodis HaKabana shenemar vayivod alaharan lahakdish kodesh kodoshim. That's a mitzvah in Divrei, a Pasuk in Divrei Hayom. That's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayom. So the Rambam writes that it's the Kohanim were chosen, and then when he writes about the concept of the kohen gadol, the next Perek Hei, talks about kohen gadol. So he writes that it's the function of the kohen gadol to be present in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, to wear all of the big dekuna all day long. So from the Rambam is mashma, like the Beis HaLevi, but not for his reason. It doesn't say because of the reason that they say Levi, the Kohen Gadol has to wear the eight begadim, in order that the tzitz should be meratzeh, he has to wear all the shmoneh begadim, because there's no meaning to wearing the tzitz alone, and there's an inyan to wear the tzitz in the big tikkun all day long in order to be meratzeh on the kabbalah. The Rambam doesn't seem to say like that. He just says it's an inyan, it's the function of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, and it's understood to be in the Beis HaMikdash wearing the big tikkun. That's the Rambam, Perakei, Halacha Zayin, in Klei HaMikdash, B'sifarta Uchvodo. And it's the cover of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Yosef the Mikdash Kol Hayom. Yosef is not allowed to sit in Yeshiva Bazara, but he should be present in the Beis HaMikdash. La Yeitze, he should only go home, Elo Lebeisel Belevad Balayla, or Shol Shtayim Hayom. An hour or two during the day, have a coffee break. But basically, it's the function of the Kohen Gadol to be present in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. So therefore, that's how that's all right to it. The Kohen Gadol has an independent mitzvah to wear big dikunu all day long, even unrelated to hakrovas hakarbonis. So that's why you say eser dechaloi sesei and wearing the shatnas and the big dik Kohen Gadol all day long, because the Kohen Gadol is mekayem mitzvah all day long when he wears big dik Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Hedyo, the Rambam would agree with the Ramban that the mitzvah to wear big day kahuna for the Kohen Hedyot is only b'shas avodah. Shloi b'shas avodah, there's no mitzvah. So the meila, there's no eser dechaloi sesei. That's the pshat in the Rambam. The problem is though that when you look in the Rambam in mitzvah sesei lamed gimel, he doesn't say that he counts it as a separate mitzvah to wear big day kahuna. He doesn't say he's only talking about Kohen Gadol. It sounds like he's talking about Kohen Hedyot also. It's a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban came to defend the Halachas Gedolos. Why didn't the Halachas Gedolos count it as a separate mitzvah? So he says, because Halachas Gedolos holds that it's not an independent mitzvah. It's only a hechsher of the Avodah. It's only to enable the Kohen to be kosher to be makor karbonos. So how did the Leib Sameach defend the Rambam? Rambam holds not, it's an independent mitzvah. Haraya, he had his vav. So the Rambam wrote in Perek Yud, mitzvah says, Halachas Gedolos God and Eilu Viliyos HaKohen Oyvabayim. It's two different things. One mitzvah to have big dekuna, they should wear big dekuna, the chavod of the forest, they command respect, and another mitzvah that they should do the avoid also. So the problem is that the Rambam and the last halach and Hilchas Kilayim and this halach also with respect to the shatnas, the Rambam sounds like he distinguishes between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. If by Kohen Hedyot, the Ramban is right, that it's only hechsher avoda. Only by Kohen Gadol does it exist as an independent mitzvah to wear big dekuna. So when the Rambam counts mitzvahs as elam gimel, a mitzvah to make big dekuna, to wear big dekuna, he should have only said it's a mitzvah to make big dekuna Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol should wear, that's an independent mitzvah. By Kohen Hedyot, it's not an independent mitzvah. That is a problem. That is a problem. It's interesting, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, how do you appoint a Kohen Gadol? So the Sukkim in today's segment talk about how do you make a person into a Kohen? How do you make a non-Kohen into a Kohen? We can do it today. We don't have the power to make a non-Kohen into a Kohen. But here in today's segment they did it. That was the first time in the history of the world. There was no Kohen. There was only Shevet Levi was chosen. And then from among Shevet Levi, Aaron and his four sons, Nadav, Eliezer, Yisrael, were chosen, and they were declared as Kohanim. So the Pesukim say how they did Mashiach. So the Dairi, that din of Mashiach is only to make a Kohen Hedyot into a Kohen Gadol. We don't have the ability today to take a Zar, a non-Kohen, and to make him into a Kohen. We can take a Kohen and make him into a Kohen Gadol today. So how do you make a Kohen Hedyot into a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says there are two ways. Either Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, or by Merubah B'Godin. The two ways. So exactly how do you do Merubah B'Godin? So there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid here, Perek Dalet and Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, "Mamanim Kohen Gadol, you appoint one person as the Kohen Gadol, and how do you make him in? And he has to wear big dekuna gedolah. How do you make him into a Kohen Gadol?" So he says, "Emosh Kmosa B'Shem and Amishcha, you do Mishicha." The main sham shemen on Mishcha. So then, how do you make him into a Kohen Gadol? Merubah B'Godin. He says, "Ma demosa b'big dekuna gedolah." Shenema. He quotes a pasuk in Chumash. When did the shemen on Mishcha disappear? When did they need this din of Merubah B'Godin? Towards the end of the Bais Rishon. The pasuk says in Divayom that Yoshio HaMelech was going as the shemen on Mishcha in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash. So from that time on, the way to make a Kohen Gadol is only idei Merubah B'Godin. And what he's supposed to do with the Merubah B'Godin? So lechatchila ketzad ma b'mosa b'gadim halacha yid gimel. How do you do merubah b'gadim? So the Rambam says you have the kain gadol. You have the new appointee where the eighth big tikkun gadola today. 7 days lechatchila should be 7 days, and b'diavad it's good enough merubah b'gadim 1 day. Same thing lechatchila meshicha b'shemen amishcha 7 days, and b'diavad it's enough with 1 day. That's how the Rambam understood from the pesukim. Shivas yami yom b'sham hakain hagadol tachton ibano. The 7 days he has to wear. So the Rambam writes, the 7 days he wears the shmoyne b'gadim, and then he takes them off. He goes home. Then the next day he wears them and he takes them off. 7 days in a row. After wearing 7 days in a row, then he's a full fledged kain gadol, and now you let him do avodas hakarbonos as a kain gadol. But while the 7 days, during the 7 days, he's not supposed to do any avodah yet, because lachatchila the merubah b'gadim ceremony should be done for 7 days. So the rabbi asks, Rabbi, what do you mean merubah b'gadim? He just puts on big dekuna gedola, and that's it. He doesn't do anything. What do you accomplish by putting on big dekuna gedola? It's nothing. The whole meaning of wearing big dekuna, wearing any big dekuna, including big dekuna gedola, are to do avodah with them. So the rabbi says, wrong. Lachatchila he should do it like this. He should wear the big dekuna, eat b'gadim, and do avodah today, and then go to sleep tonight at home, then put on tomorrow and do some avodah. Then 7 days in a row, you do avodah with the big dekuna gadol. Not time you put them on, you take them off, you put them on. Putting them on and taking them off is meaningless. That's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravi. And the Rambam says that the yevid, it will do avodah before the 7 days are up, it will do some avodah wearing the age of God, but the yevid it will be good, because the 7 days that are needed for Rub of Gadim, like the 7 days of Mashiach, B'Shem, and Amishcha, it's only lehatchila. But the yevid, it's not miyakim. So the yevid, I say, he wore the Shemayim of Gadim for a minute, so he's already kain gadol, so if he did avodah, it'll be good. So the Rambam holds that's only b'diavad, but lachatchila, you should really wait till 7 days are up. This is in Perek Dalet, in Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Gimel. So you see from the Rambam, l'shitas of the Pharisees, the Rambam holds that there is an inyan of wearing big dekuna gedola. He doesn't say it on Klein Egyot. He's talking about big dekuna gedola. There's an inyan to wear big dekuna gedola, just to wear them, not to do any avodah. It exists as an independent mitzvah. And that's how you make him into a merubah b'gadim. You make him into a kain gadol by virtue of the fact that he's doing the mitzvah of wearing the big kain gadol for 7 days. The rabbi holds that there ain't no such thing. It doesn't exist. What do you mean? The rabbi holds like the Rambam holds by kain hedyot that the mitzvah is only b'shas avodah, or shlo b'shas avodah, there's no mitzvah. So the rabbi thinks the same is true by kain gadol as well. The mitzvah to wear the big dekuna, as long as he's going to do avodah with it, he's going to wear big dekuna gedola. Without doing avodah, there's nothing. He accomplishes nothing. That's what the Rabbi writes over here. And nonetheless, the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. Here, the last Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim, as well as in Klei HaMikdash, he disagrees in Perikhes Halacha Yedbeis, disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds that the Kilayim is mutter, both for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kohen Hedyot, afilu shlo b'shas avodah. So how can that be? But if the mitzvah is only b'shas avodah, shloi b'shas avodah, the Rabbi holds that you're not making any mitzvah at all. So why does the Rabbi think that it's mutter to wear the big dekuna with the shatas in and even shloi b'shas avodah? So that's what Shagas Aryeh explained based on Tosis. Tosis says like that because apparently the Rabbi's opinion is that klein and big dekuna is hutra. It's not the chuyu. You don't have to come on to esek derchalai sesi. The fact that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing the big dekuna, the mitzvah to wear big dekuna when you do avodah. So the fact that I'm mekayim a mitzvah is derech the avei rav shatas. You don't have to be mekayim any mitzvah. The chetz of big dekuna was exempted from the prohibition of shatnas. That's what it says in the chumash. You have to wear shatnas in the big dekuna. So the chumash says that shatnas is usher in underwear and scarves and socks and ties and shirts and all clothing, all sheets, and all blankets, everything, anything that has shatnas you're not allowed to wear, except for big dekuna. It's not subject to the laws of shatnas, so it's hutra. So since it's hutra, even shloi b'shas avodah is also mutra. Tosis writes like that. Tosis explains maybe shloi b'shas avodah is mutra because it's hutra. But the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that it's mutra, shloi b'shas avodah, because it's hutra. And the Rambam, it seems that he holds that it's esei derech alai sesei. He says like kilayim shatnas, it's esei derech alai sesei. But he distinguishes between a kain gadol and a kain hegyot, that the kain hegyot is only b'kayim the mitzvah b'shas avodah. Shlo b'shas avodah, there's no mitzvah, so he can't say esei derech alai sesei. And the kain gadol is b'kayim the mitzvah all day long, as he wrote. So he said, "Far techvodu shalakain gadol, yes yeshe ba'mikdash kol hayom." That's what he wrote in Perek Dalet, in the middle of Halacha Zayin, that the Kain Gadol and the Kain HaMitzvah wearing the Gdekuna all day long. This is a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizit. Famous because the Shagasai made a whole tumul about it. And famous because the Beis Halevi, the first tshuva in the Beis Halevi, the Kehel HaKal, the Siman Aleph, is about this topic, the machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizit.
What's called Shabbos Avodah? Like, when they come to work for the day, they're coming on, they're leaving 5 to 5. So if they break for lunch, are they allowed to wear?
More than that. The minute he finishes, Hashrava Zagma has to take off the garfu, not only by the lunch break, he has to take off the garfu.
So the second he finishes,
he doesn't have to run like a nut, he doesn't have to be neurotic about it. The Gemara says that he's not an angel that you should remove it right away, but within reason, he has to take it off as soon as possible. Right, the Gemara says that that's we pass the muta, dig the kun, and literally understand. There should be an Issa Me'ilah the Hegdish, there should be Moil the Hegdish, and that we pass in muta, literally understand. It's muta to be nene. But the Avnei Tashatnes, and the Rambam's opinion is based on his views in the Gemara, that the Kohanim had Yoytim must remove the Avnei immediately, within reason, immediately right after they finish Atrovus Atrovonim. They can only put it on immediately before. They can't put it on 10 minutes before. As they're about to do the Avodah, then they put on the Avnate, and then they have to remove the Avnate immediately after finishing the Avodah HaKorbanos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin comments based on the Pesukim in today's Sedra. It says, so the mashmos of the pasuk dalit is that bisman should bigdei malayim kunasim alayim. Bisman should ain't bigdei malayim ain't kunasim alayim. If the kohen doesn't wear big dekuna, he doesn't have the status of a kohen. He only has kedushas kohen while he's wearing big dekuna. So therefore, the Gemara says that Bryson Sanhedrin that pegim or list off a tasefta elu shebemisa masecha sanhedrin you have. Elohim haniskolin, you have Elohim hanisrofin, Elohim hanechnokin, Elohim hanerogim, and then you have in Makkis, which is a hemshach of Sanhedrin, some Rishonim have it as one besichta, you have Elohim hagoylin, and they have Elohim alokin. The Ramban and Machamas writes that he had it as one besichta. You have Elohim hagoylin and Elohim alokin. Then you have in the Tosefta, the Elosha the Miso, the following people, Achai Miso B'dei Shammai. And whose Chai Koris is a listing, the first Mishnah in the first Perik increases. First Mishnah increases, lists off the Lamed Vav Krisis Amuras Bater. So the Tosefta lists off all the people of Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So it says Azara Korat Yumas, a non-Koin whose Makruf Korbanis is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, and even a Koin whose Makruf Korbanis and he's not wearing Big Dekuna, is not wearing all the Big Dekuna, Mechusa B'godim, he's missing some of the Big Dekuna, he's not wearing any Big Dekuna, same thing, is also Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, how do you know that there's Misa B'dei Shemayim from Mechusa B'godim? There really isn't a Beferish of Pasuk. There is a Pasuk. It says they have to wear the Big Dekuna. V'hoyu, here, the last Pasuk in chapter Chav Ches says, V'hoyu al Aharon v'al B'godot, they should wear the Big Dekuna b'voyal mal moed, or v'gish on his death, v'shoyis v'akodich, v'lisa lo chayt v'meisu, k'ur kasol loyal zara l'doy Aharon. So it says they have to wear the big dekuna, if not vameisus of his misa b'dei shemayim. So Tosfos asks, isn't it a beferish pasuk? Why do they might have to stand on their head to derive a whole fancy yalfusa that if a kohen does avoda with that big dekuna, that is chad misa b'dei shemayim? So often a pasuk, the last pasuk in Shlishi, in this week's Sedra. So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin that it's not true on Daf Gimel. And it's often the same places in the second pair. So Tosfos says not true. If you read the few psukim before, in chapter Chav Ches, so it says in Pasuk Membeis, "Vasei lahem nichnei seivad, you should make nichnasayim." V'hoyu al aharon la bladov. So the simple pshat could read that if a kohen does avoda begilui erva, if he's not wearing nichnasayim, then it's mitzvah b'dei shamayim. When it says v'hoyu al aharon and Pasuk Mem Gimel, v'hoyu refers back to Pasuk Membeis. That if he does avoda without nichnasayim, that's all, or refers back to all of the godim. So that's unclear. So Tosfos says from the pshuta shel mikra, one could insist that the misa b'dei shamayim that's mentioned in pasuk mem gimel is only if the kohen does avoda b'gili erva. If he's not wearing nichnasayim, he's not wearing any clothes. The erva is megula. But what if he's wearing big dechol? So you wouldn't know from the psukim that there's mitzvah b'day shemayim. So that's why the Gemara had to be right from the pasuk at the beginning of the chapter. Chapter Chav Ches, that it says, you should wear the begotten l'kapsha l'chahan oli, that is not to begdei ma'alein kunosim aleim, ein begdei ma'alein, ein kunosim aleim, havalei kizar. And his ashishimish is the nisa. That's the alfus of the Gemara. It doesn't really say explicitly in the Gemara the din of a meyuta begotten. Let's say a kohen hedyo does avoda and he weighs more than the abor begodim. Right? Kohen gadol does avoda and he weighs more than the shmeina begodim. So the mishnah, the gemara in the second beginning of the second parak in Zvachim learned us from psukim that meyuta begodim is also the avoda. It's possible that avoda is mechulelas and you have to do over the whole carbon. But it never says explicitly in the gemara whether there's misa b'day shamayim or not. So it doesn't say the teirish. The Rambam and the Yad HaZaka writes that it's the same. The Rambam writes that if one is Mechusa Begodim and one is Miyuta Begodim, in either direction, the Avoda will be possible in Perek Yud. Halacha Dalit, he quotes the Gemara, then Mechusa Begodim, Bizman Shein Begdem Haroim Ein Kodosim Lahabalei Kizar, Kizar Kishimish Benisa, Azara Karav Yumas, then he writes Halacha, hey, Kishem Shem Mechusa Begodim Mechayim Nisa, Pais Lavoida Kach, Hayet, Hayesa Begodim, Kigon Shalav Shtei Kosnos, Oshnei Abneidim. So he says, is Mechal Lavoida and it's Nisa B'day Shamayim. That's what he writes explicitly. There is another Ferish Gemara in this though. The Gemara in Zvachim just says that it's Mechal Lavoida. In fact, when you read the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esi Lami Gimel, you get the distinct impression that he writes explicitly Fakert. I have to check all the other translations. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos was written in Arabic. It was translated into a very poor Hebrew by one of the Ibn Tidus. Some recent years it was retranslated. Chaim Heller did a job in Europe. He did a new translation. And Kapak made a new translation, which is even better in certain areas, even better than Chaim Heller's translation. It's easier to read. Chaim Heller left the old Hebrew. He just touched it up here and there when there was an error. And Kapak just made he scratched the whole translation and just did it in Mechadosh. There's a reason. In modern Hebrew, reads in a normal Hebrew. So after check, they didn't have a chance, but in the regular, the standard editions of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes the Feirish that only Mechusa Begodim is Misa B'day Shamayim, and Miyuta Begodim is Avedasa Psula, and he sounds explicitly that there's no Misa B'day Shamayim. That's the question. What's the Yisrael Adin of Miyuta Begodim? Does he mean to say that Yesa Kinotel Domin? The Gemara has a din in Treifus. There's a din in Treifus that Yesa Kinotel Domin. So that means like this. Let's say if... Let's say you have an animal that's missing a leg. The animal is missing a leg. Instead of having four legs, it only has three legs. Or something like that. So there are certain limbs of the animal that if it's missing, it makes the animal a traitor. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Chulin. So just like natural, if it's missing a leg, if a leg is cut off, there's going to be a traitor. So if an animal is born with five legs, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, yes sir, Kinatol Gami. If it has, let's say, if an animal has two hearts, you have an animal with two hearts, so that would be a trefa, because if you would have an animal where the heart would be removed, the animal would be a trefa. Or let's say the Gemara has a din, if the animal, if you remove the kidney from the animal, so the Gemara says that's a trefa. That's a question in biology, why should it be a trefa? That's a kasha. An animal, we know people can live with only one kidney. People donate kidneys. You donate kidney. If a friend or a relative needs a kidney, so you donate a kidney. You can live on Nevi Yashin Shana with one kidney. So that could tell her that all the Svarim talk about, why does the Gemara say that if an animal is missing a kidney, why is it a trefa? It doesn't correspond to the out. Trefa means that it stands a better chance of dying. Why is it a trefa? Not going to die. If you live on Mary Yashin Shana, that's the problem. But Allah says that Yikla Hakloya, if a kidney is removed from an animal, it makes it a trefa. What if you have an animal that's born with five kidneys? Instead of two, it's born with five kidneys. But the din says that Yesi Kinatol Dami. It'll also be a trefa. So the question is, that idea, Yesi Kinatol Dami, is that only a principle in biology? In Hilchus Treifus, or does it apply in other areas of Halacha as well? Is it a din? So the Rambam writes in Hilchus Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes in the other Sefer Torah, Chatzar Reisachas, missing one letter, is possible. Then the Rambam writes, or if Yeser Reisachas, the other Sefer Torah with an extra letter, an extra word, something extra written in, is also possible. And the Rambam writes, why? Because Hayeser cannot hold on me. Yes, it cannot be done. The expression originally appears in Hilchus Treifus. And one could have easily understood that it's only a biological klal that has to do with Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a halakhic klal that should apply anywhere else. But the Rambam writes it in Hilchos Shabbos Torah. The Yesek and Ofenbaum, he said, it could be that that's what he, is that what he means over here? Is that what he means over here? That Yesek and Ofenbaum, that just like a mechusa begadim is misa b'day shemayim, because he's a zar, so to a meyuta begadim is also a zar. A meyuta begadim is also a zar, and that's why it's misa b'day shemayim. Or perhaps it's not. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, it sounds from the Rambam that there's no misa b'day shemayim. Sounds like meyuta begadim is another pasuk. We've not learned that from one pasuk, meyuta begadim, and a different pasuk, mechusa begadim is a. But Miyut Begodim is not Yesek and Ofenbaum. It's just a din. Miyut Begodim passes. The Migdash David raises the question. The Migdash David is a sefer by Rab David Akiva Rappaport. He was named after Rabbi Akiva Eger. He was a descendant of Rabbi Akiva Eger. His father's name is Akiva. Wrong. His name is David. His father's name is Akiva. So the father was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega, named after Rabbi Kivega. So this Rabbi David Rappaport died in the middle of the Second World War in Siberia. He died from malnutrition. So he wrote when he was a bacher and he was learning in Slabodka Kaila. They were learning Kachin. And the chok of the Kaila was that everybody had to write up whenever they were machadish. So he writes in the introduction, he writes that they learned Kachin for a few years and they couldn't even bite into the Gemara. They didn't understand what was going on. Labotka, that's known as Kerel Covenant. He says for 3 years they were learning and they didn't figure it out. And then, after learning for a couple of years, they finally began to understand what's going on. So he wrote all of these essays, which are tremendous blessings. They're marvelous essays. So in Simon Lamed Vav, he has a whole essay dedicated to Big Dikuna. So he raises the question, what would the din be, the youth of the Godim, by Asiyas Parah Aduma? Asiyas Parah Aduma is not an avodah; it's done outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So he says he's not sure. He's not sure what the din is, and he shows you the sources back and forth. Maybe yeah, maybe no. He's not sure whether miyuta begadim is considered like yesek and atol dami, same as mechusa begadim. He doesn't present it like that. That's what he's driving at. Is it identical? Is mechusa begadim? So mechusa begadim is not good by Asiyas Parah Aduma. Or he's saying no, they're two distinct halachas. The Chus of Begadim is one din, and the Yut of Begadim is a separate din, a separate pasuk. Not that it's Megale, that the Yut of Begadim is Yesek Kenat Olam. So he says, maybe that separate pasuk would only apply to Hakravas Kavanas. It wouldn't apply at all with respect to Asiyas Parah Aduma. It's an interesting suffix. There's another suffix, also very interesting. Regarding the din of Bizman Shem, Ligdei Malay, Mengton Asam Malay, when the Kohen is not wearing Big Nikud, it doesn't have a din of Kohen. The Chlau, what does that mean? It doesn't have a din of a Kohen. I mean, today, this morning, we gave the Aliyah to the Kohen. So why do we give him an Aliyah if he's not a Kohen? How can he do Pidyon HaBen if he's not wearing Big Nikud? What do we get angry if a Kohen marries a Grusha? He's not a Kohen. Only if he's wearing Big Nikud. So let him take off the Big Nikud and he'll marry the Grusha. Why is the Kohen not allowed to be Mitamel Amazin? Let him not. He's not wearing Big Nikud, so he's not a Kohen. So the Mordechai Gittin quotes this discussion from the Rabbeinu Petter and Rabbeinu Tam. Peter and Tam. Rabbeinu Petter, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Petter was the Tam and Rabbeinu Tam. So he explains that the Allah obviously is that the Rav Soloveitchik used to say, well, he raises the question, why did you give him the first Aliyah? Why did you ask him the Tam and the Mason? So the answer is that you don't always say, Ein Mikvei Malei Menken Asalem. So Rav Soloveitchik used to present this Mordechai Stalin. You see from this Gemara that there are two Kedushas Kunah. There's one Kedushas Kunah Shebah Migdash and another Kedushas Kunah Shebah Gvulin. So the Kedushas Kunah Shebah Migdash is a higher level of Kedushas Kunah that requires Big Dekunah. If Man Sheim Migdei Malay Men Kunasa Malay, he only has the Kedushas Kunah Shebah Gvulin. So the Kedushas Kunah Shebah Gvulin is sufficient with respect to Achilas Truma, with respect to Pidyon HaBen and Tumas Mason and the first Aliyah, and with respect to marrying all the Psule Kunah. That's sufficient. But with respect to Hakravas Korbanas, so for that you need Kedushas Kunah Shebah Migdash. So if he does not have the Big Dikun, he doesn't have that higher level of Kedushas Kunah Shebah Migdash. So here the Migdash David has an interesting suffering. What if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will go do the Avodah Lifnei V'Lifnim wearing his regular uniform, but wear the Shmoneh Bekorim? So the din is that it's puzzled. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to wear a special four bgodim, a special uniform consisting of four bgodim instead of the eight bgodim. So he writes, so the avodah will be possible. But the question is, will he be chayv nisib de shamayim? The din is that a mechus of the godim is considered like a zar. There's man shein b'gnei malayim and konas mahav like a zar. So will the kengadol she'ovad b'yam kippur b'shmein of godim, will it be chayv nisib de shamayim? You say, no, he's wearing the shmein of godim that makes him into a kengadol. So he is a kengadol. But he's saying, no, but he's not wearing the skidli kuna that he's supposed to wear for this avayda. So I should still say that he's like a zar. So he says he's not sure, he has no hechachas. That's what he writes here in Simen Lamed Vav. He's not sure what the halacha has to say about this. The Rambam had a lashon. We read the Rambam before when he quoted here in the last page in Klei Hamikdash, Perek Yud Halacha Hey. He says just like a mechus of begadim is pasul, a misa b'dei shamayim, so too a miyut of begadim kagon. He gives the only example. Shalavash, he wears two ksonos, one on top of the other, or two avnatim. Or a kind headed wears dugde kain gadol. So the Netziv writes in his Meshiv Dover, and as true as he gets the impression from the Rambam that he disagrees with Rashi. Rashi in Zvachim, the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim, writes explicitly, let's say the kain is wearing gloves. That's not from the big dekuna. He's wearing a scarf. That's not from the big dekuna. That's also miyut begadim. If he wears any extra baguette whatsoever, is miyut begadim. And he says, from the Rambam, you get the impression that it's only a din of the Yusuf Gadim if he's wearing an extra baguette from the big dekuna. He's wearing tuksoinos, a turab natin, or Kohen Hagin is wearing big dekuna gadol. He didn't give the example of a Kohen is wearing a scarf or a pair of gloves or something. So he thinks that this is a machloikas Rashi in the Rambam. He writes, the Rambam has to agree partially with Rashi. Let's say the Kohen is wearing underwear, and then he wears a big dekuna on top of the underwear. So, although the Rambam seems to hold that that's not called miyut begadim, because the underwear he's wearing is not big dekuna, but still it'll still pass all the avodah because of chatzitza. The Gemara says b'feirish, yul basham al b'saram. The psukim imply that you have to wear the big dekuna touching the body, touching the skin, and if you have a davar chaytus in between, so it's considered as if he's not wearing the big dekuna. In fact, and the Gemara has all the dinim of chatzitza discussed in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim. And in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillin, when they talk about the dinim, what constitutes a chatzitza, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the shal yad and the arm, that's the Mishnah Megillah. If a person wears the tefillin shal yad on top of the sleeve, so the Mishnah says in Megillah, you're not yotzei. And in Shal Rosh is a machlokes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the din of chatzitz only applies to Shal Yad. It doesn't apply to Shal Rosh. So if you're permitted to wear the tefillin on top of your yarmulke, you don't, or on top of the toupee, like, you don't have to be medaktik. You have to be medaktik in chatzitz by the Shal Rosh. And we don't pass them like that. We pass from the Shulchan Aruch against that. That there is a din of chatzitz on Shal Rosh. There used to be a famous rabbi, not so famous, character. He was bald, so he used to wear a toupee, so he didn't remove the toupee when he wore tefillin. So the Rabbanim used to ask him, "Hayitach, and how come you don't take off?" So Din Chatzitza says in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, "He heard from Rav Soloveitchik. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik also. Rav Soloveitchik gave a shir, and he said the Rajba and the Rambam. He said the Machloek is a Rishayim. He said the Din is that there is a Din of Chatzitza. You're not allowed to say a shir and say a shita that you don't pass him. Like someone called me up on the phone 2 days ago from Baltimore." That they heard that Rav Soloveitchik said X, Y, Z. Yeah, he was giving a shir, and he said that, and he said, we don't pass like that. He said, this, you all do that all the time. You talk to Gemara, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. Rav Meir's opinion is Eidach Sima Karsi. Not allowed to say Eidach Sima Karsi. We don't pass like Rav Meir, pass like Rav Lezer. See, not allowed to say Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Soloveitchik always discussed all the opinions. He wasn't passing. He was saying over the other opinions. In the shir, he said, oh, but there is an opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, there is an opinion that there's no din chatzitza by tefillin shel rosh, only by tefillin shel yad. But that's not the accepted opinion. We pass on there is a problem of chatzitza. So the Shulchan Aruch, in discussing all the dinim of chatzitza by shel yad and by shel rosh, bases everything on this gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim regarding the big dekuna. The original source in the Talmud for chatzitza in mitzvahs is chatzitza by big dekuna, in between. So the tzitz says the Rambam has to agree to this. If the Kohen is going to be wearing underwear and then put the big dekuna on top of the underwear, even though it's not an issue of miyut begadim, but it'll be an issue of chatzitza between al basara ulav eisham. You have to have no chatzitzas between the big dekuna and the basa. But the shadow would be, what if he wears a beggar coat on top of the, wears scarf on top of the big dekuna? So then there's no issue of chatzitza. So according to Rashi, that's miyuta begadim, miyuta any beggar, as opposed to the Rambam, the Netziv says from the Rambam, he gets the impression, the last page in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, that miyuta begadim is only like yeser kinatul dami. If he wears an extra beged for the big dekuna, it's considered as if he's missing a beged from the big dekuna. Maybe that's Takatoli Zebezeh. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah wrote that there is misa b'dei shamayim and miyuta begadim. Not the way he sounds like he writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. It sounds beferish that there's no misa b'dei shamayim. There's only sula avoda, achal avoda, but it's not misa b'dei shamayim. So the way he writes here that it's yeser kinatul dami, so then one can argue the point. Only yeser kinatul. If he wears an extra beged from the big dekuna, it's considered as if he's missing one of the big dekuna. But if you would hold like the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that miyuta begadim is a separate psul, it's not because he has a kinatul dami. So then maybe he should even apply if he's wearing any extra beged. Not only if the extra beged is a beged from the big dekuna. There's a shaila about miyuta begadim on glasses. They say that the Chafetz Chaim, when he was an old man, couldn't see well, but he didn't want to wear glasses because he was hoping Meheri Bana Migdash. And if he's going to get used to glasses, he won't be able to see without the glasses. And if he's going to wear glasses, it'll be a miyuta begadim. So that's the question: is that called a beged? It's not made from cloth. Is that called a beged that it should be a din of miyuta begadim? Or if someone is wearing a watch, it's also miyuta begadim. Maybe the din of miyuta begadim only applies to a beged. So the Mikdash David has an essay about then the same essay. He has a comment on this. He thinks that this may be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara in Zvachim on the test, beginning of the second parak, discusses all the issues of Big Dekunim, Chatzitz and Big Dekunim, Merubah God, and Miyutah God, all the details. So the Gemara there has a shaila: did the Kohanim wear tefillin, did they wear tefillin shal yad or not? Tefillin ma'o she'echutsu the Big Dekunim. Did the Kohanim wear tefillin shal yad? So the Gemara says no, that they did not wear where are they going to wear the tefillin shal yad? They're going to wear it on top of the sleeve. Is the chatzitza in the tefillin shal yad? The Mishnah says the Megillah is no good. If you wear the tefillin on top of the sleeve, is no good. Agabi beisum kalisha though, the Loshon HaMishnah. One who wears tefillin agabi beisum kalisha on top of the sleeve is not yetzin the mitzvah. Is he going to wear the tefillin under the big nekun? It's going to be chatzitza. So the Gemara says it's no good. So then that Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to translate the words. Tefillin mahu sheyachutzu. Yachutzu means are the chotzeis. So Tosfos learns sheyachutzu, the chotzeis. The tefillin are chotzeis in between the big dekuna, in between the sleeves of the big dekuna and the body of the chotzeis. And Rashi interprets the Gemara differently. Instead of saying chatzitza, Rashi says lemehevi yita begodim. It should be meyuta begodim. That was the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that they did not wear. The Gemara says they did not wear the tefillin shal yad. So Tosfos Tainis, if Rashi is right, that the suffix was, but they did wear shal rosh. The Gemara says the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, they all wore shal rosh over here. Shal yad they didn't wear because of the issue of chatzitza, whatever it means over here. So Tosfos Tainis against Rashi. If they're not allowed to wear shal yad because it's miyuta begadim, Rashi said, "Tefillin ma'ashiyuchutz means miyuta begadim." So if that's the reason why not allowed to wear shal yad, so it's the same reason you shouldn't be allowed to wear shal rosh. The Gemara says they all wore shal rosh. That the shal yad is not ma'akev shal rosh. If you can only wear shal rosh, you can't wear shal yad. The Kohanim had to put on shal yad either before the day's work in the Beis Hamikdash or after. But they couldn't wear the shal yad while they're doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, while they're wearing the dekuna. Shal rosh they did wear. So Tosha says he sees in the Gemara that Rashi is wrong. How can Rashi learn that it's miyuta begadim? So the shal rosh should be miyuta begadim. The Tosha says it has nothing to do with miyuta begadim. It's made from leather. What's Tosha's argument? It's made from leather. So he says, no, it means chatzitza. Ma'ashiyachutza, chatzitza. It's an issue of chatzitza. Shal rosh is not a chatzitza. Where's the mikbas over here? It's filling over here and the mikbas behind it. So he points out, it seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, where the miyuta begadim only applies to a thing that's a beged that's made from cloth, or even to something that's made from leather, which is not really considered a beged. Something made from leather is not considered a beged. He says, v'haraya, that you're not chayv in tzitzis on a leather garment that has four corners, because we don't consider it a beged. Not considered a beged. So he raises the issue, let's say glasses or tachshitim made from metal or something. Would there be a din of miyutah begadim? So he says it could be that according to Tosfos there's no problem. According to Rashi, it sounds like yeah. Even leather would be miyutah begadim, but according to Tosfos, perhaps not.
When it comes to the Ritzvot and the Shalosh, we also assume that there is a Kalm Chatzitza. So, what about the...
Says the Ritzvot Shalyad, only the first Ritzvot that goes around is an issue of Chatzitza. The others, there's no issue of Chatzitza. The person has a kiosk over here. One of the Rabbanim broke his arm, he has a kiosk. And he puts on the tefillin only over here. There's no issue of Chatzitza. And the rest, it says there's no problem of Chatzitza.
And the Tzil Tchela that held the tefillin in place, there should have been a Kalm Chatzitza there, no?
You have no choice. That's the way he has to have the psil chelus on top of the mitznefes. That's no choice. The Gemara says that Kohanim all wore shal rosh, including Kohen Gadol, we also wore shal rosh, because Saira Hayanira, the hair with the sticking out, bein sits the mitznefes, shesham hayamen yachtzulim. He didn't put the tefillin underneath the mitznefes. He put the tefillin in between the mitznefes and the tzitz. So there shouldn't be any issue of chatzitza. So Grana, not Gemara, the Migdash David points out that there were three different ways how to translate the Gemara. How to understand that Gemara? Sarah Hayanira being sits in the Mishnah. That's the beginning of the second paragraph of the Mishnah. Mandaf Yutes. So Rashi writes Pashuk Shat. The tzitz was over here. It says Bahari Al Mitzchah Tamid. Al Mitzchah means on the forehead. And then over here they left a little space, an inch and a half, and they put a little tiny Tzvon Shal Rosh. And then the Mitznefes began over here. That's how Rashi writes. Sairo Hayanir makes sense in Mitznefes. Taisus in Sukkah, beginning of Sukkah, quotes the Rivor, who had the whole argument. He thinks that the Tzitz has to be over here. Tzitz is not a Mitzchah, the Tzitz, because the Targum Unkula says, V'hai Al Mitzchah, Bein Einohi. What does that mean, Bein Einohi? We don't know what it means. So the Chumash says, well, the Tatov is Bein Einecho. And we know that you don't put tefillin over here. You put tefillin Shal Rosh over here. So this leads the Balatesis, the Rivor Balatesis, and Sukkah Daf Hei to understand that the Hoy Al Mitzchah Tana means you have to put the tzitz over here, but not the tefillin. So if the tzitz is over here, so where do you put the tefillin? Further back. And where's the Mitznefes? Further back. So that's what it means. Sayer Hayanir, they sit from the Mitznefes. Here's the tzitz. Here's the Sayer where he puts the tefillin. Here's the Mitznefes over here. A coin head, you who doesn't wear. Kanya Hegut, who doesn't wear it, sits. So he wears the tefillin right over here, and he wears a mikvas. That's what Taisa says. Kanya Hegut is called a mikvas, and the Kohen Gadol is called a mitznefes. These are the differences. So Rivo thinks that yes, that the Kohen Gadol's yarmulke was smaller. The smaller the yarmulke, the more holy the person is. You see, that's what you see. The Kohen Gadol had to have a smaller mitznefes because he had to have the tzitz over here and the tefillin over here, and the mitznefes was behind it. But the Kohen Hegut doesn't wear it, sits. So he wears the tefillin over here and a bigger beged. So that's why that's called the mikvas. That's how the Tosfos says. And the Rambam surprisingly writes hakeret. The Rambam writes the mitznefes was over here, the tefillin was over here, and the tzitz was higher up. Where? What do you mean? Where was the mitznefes? The Rambam writes the first, the mitznefes was lower down, and then there was an empty space where he put the tzitz, where he put the tefillin. Then he had the tzitz. Where? The tzitz is over here in the back. Where was the tzitz? Why did the Rambam learn shot upside down? Why did the Rambam learn that the tzitz was higher up than the mitznefes was lower, and the tzitz was higher? So the Migdash David gives a suggestion. Interesting, he says, maybe what prompted the Rambam is, the Gemara in Saita says, it must be Mishnah Tamid that says, when the Kohanim used to duchen, so he used to pick up their hands like this, the duchen. And the Kohen Gadol had to be careful not to pick up his hands higher than the tzitz. Because the tzitz says, Kodesh Lashem, says it's not their heritage to pick up his hands higher than the tzitz. So he poses a question. If the way everybody learns, Rashi and Tosfos learn, the tzitz is either here or here, and then the tefillin is higher. So the Gemara says tefillin, you have to be memashmeish for tefillin, kol shor v'shor, every so often you have to touch the shor rosh to make sure that it's in the right place and not to forget about it. So how can the Kohen Gadol be memashmeish in the tefillin? If he has the tzitz and he can't pick up his hands higher, so how is he, what is he doing wearing tefillin? Better not to wear tefillin if you know that you can't be memashmeish. So he suggests maybe that's what prompted the Rambam to learn pshat upside down. That the mitznefes is over here and the tefillin is higher. He's allowed to pick up his hands higher than the mitznefes, and the tzitz is higher up. I just can't visualize what in the world is supposed to look like. That's what he writes. The Rambam writes like that. I don't know what it means, but that's what he writes. So then the Chumash lists off all of the big dekuna. So some of the big dekuna, they sort of shared in common. The Kohen Gadol wore a mitznefes and the Kohen Hedyot wore a mikbaas. So that's a question. Taisus had a suffix. Is it the same thing or not? That Taisus and Sukkah suggested maybe the mitznefes were smaller in size than the mikbaas because he had to wear the tzitz and the tefillin and the mitznefes. Not sure. Now the Balei HaTosafot held, no, it's the same thing. It's not about the same thing. You can use the words interchangeably. The Chumash didn't mean anything about it. The Avnei is also... the Avnei Apipastus was the same. Avnei Apipastus was the same. Both the Avnei and the Kohen Gadol, the Avnei and the Kohen Hedyot was the same. Apipastus. The Ksonis is the question. They both wore. And then they wore Mechnasayim, that's the same. Ksonis is the question. The Chumash, in speaking of the ksonas of the Kohen Gadol, says v'shibatzta haksonas sheish. In Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Lamatet, v'shibatzta haksonas sheish. What do you mean v'shibatzta? So Rashi says you should make it mishbatzos mishbatzos. What does that mean? So mishbatzos means it's a fancy kind of cloth. Instead of having this, a cheap cloth that is smooth, that is cheap. Fancy shmancy galancy is if it's woven in such a way, spun or whatever, in such a way. It has boxes in it. Bottom has little squares in the design. And as you pass the hand over, you can feel that it's going lower. The cloth is going in and then going up and then going higher and lower, higher and lower. That's a fancy form. That's called the meshubas. So the Ramban HaChumash writes that even though it only says v'shibatz ta'aksonis sheish in connection with the Kohen Gadol, and it never says it with respect to the Kohen Hedyot, but he gets the impression that the Ksonis of the Kohen Hedyot was also the same. And the Mishnah Melech points out the Gemara Yuma seems to say so the Farish, that the Ksonis was the same. Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, Ksonis was the same. The one who disagrees is a Ravid. I didn't see this Ravid in my edition of it, in the standard edition of the Rambam. There is no Ravid on that. And the Rambam writes that it's Meshubas. We don't have any Ravid. But the Mishnah Melech quotes a Ravid here in Perek Ches. Must have had a different edition. In Perek Ches in Klei HaMikdash Halacha Pe Zayin, he writes, "Haravid Kosov Shedin Zehu Dafka Bekohen Gadol." I'm not sure where this Ravid. We don't have an Hasson. Maybe he's alluding to some Ravid in Perek Kahan. He should have said where the Ravid is. I don't know. He claims there's a Ravid that disagrees and says that there's a difference between the Ksinus of the Kohen Gadol and the Ksinus of the Kohen Hedyot. There is a Ravid here, has a comment, a totally unrelated thing. The Chumash speaks about all the different ingredients, all the different things that you have to have to make the Big Day Kahuna. So you have to throw in a little tzema here and a little a pishtan over there. You have to have a little trellis, you have to have a little agamon. So one issue he raises, Mishnah Melech has over here two issues. One issue he raises is regarding trellis. That the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis says you need trellis for the tzitzis. And he quotes in the Gemara that the trellis is only acceptable for the mitzvah of tzitzis if it comes from the chalozim. If it comes from any other source, even though it's the correct color, it's not kosher. Here in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam doesn't say, he just says trellis. Is that color, that's trellis. We know what color, the color of the sky. Ki'etzam HaShamayim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzitzis that trellis is the color of the sky in the afternoon, I think he writes. Rashi HaChumash writes trellis color of the sky at midnight. Dark, dark, dark blue. And the Rambam writes the color of the sky in the afternoon. So here he says the color of the sky. Ki'etzam HaShamayim shehu pasuch min ha-kochel. It's blended in, blue and white, blended in. A lighter blue. Rashi holds dark, dark blue, like midnight. And Rama holds that it's a lighter blue, like blue blended in. Pasuk means blended in with a little white. So here the Rambam didn't mention that the source has to be from the Chalozim. So the Mishnah Melech assumes it's a double parsha that it's the same. And why didn't the Rambam write it? Ulai samach ha-mashikasa b'ilchot tzitzis. Perhaps the Rambam here relied on what he wrote in Ilchot Tzitzis. Ramzvi Hishkalasher made a suggestion. He published a whole sefer, Drisha Sion, about the possibility of buying the Makam HaMikdash and building a Mizbeach and a Beis HaMikdash and bringing Korbanos. We're going to get Kohanim, we're going to make the Big Dikuna, and so on and so forth. They had a whole a program. So the Shaila was, what do you mean Big Dikuna? What's going to be with the Tchelus? If we don't have Tchelus and the Tzitzis, that's why the Radina Rebbe wanted, that's what he writes, that's what prompted him to discover that Tchelus was. He wanted to make a Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to bring Korbanos. So you're going to have Tchelus. So the Tzitzis is Derech Agav. So we'll throw the Tchelus into the Tzitzis also. The Lamaisa, it's only Nogir to Tzitzis, Bezman Hazeh. But his real intention was, his real interest was to prepare the Tchelus for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gedolim had a whole discussion at that time when they were talking about the possibility of building a Beis HaMikdash and bringing Korbanos, Bezman Hazeh. What's going to be with the Tchelus? And some made a suggestion that just like Rov HaRishonim Paskin, like the opinion of the Chacham, this Machleg is Rebbe Nirabonon, in the beginning of Perek HaTchelis, where the Tchelis Nakebis is Alovon. There's one fulfill a mitzvah, a partial mitzvah of Tzitzis if he doesn't have Tchelis. So Rebbe's opinion is that there's no Kima mitzvah at all, the Tchelis Nakebis is Alovon. If you don't have Tchelis, it may as well not wear Tzitzis in the Balamor. And then Mamadlik and Paskin's like Rebbe's opinion, that if you don't have Tchelis, you shouldn't bother to wear Tzitzis. And that's what the Ramban writes over there in the Melchamas on Perek Ben Mamadlik. And we heard that the Balamor never wore tzitzis. They lived in different countries. Balamor was deported. So he says, Kibaldim Eidusa, we heard that the Balamor never wore any tzitzis. So the Shaila was, and but Rabbi Rishonim hold like the Chachamim, the Rebbe. Passing that trail is not Me'akeh. So there was a big machlokes in the Gdolim from 100 years ago, 150 years ago. Would you say that just like the Tchelus is not Ma'akev even Tzitzis, so too the Tchelus is not Ma'akev in the Big Dikuna? So if you make Big Dikuna without Tchelus, so you're Yotze the Mitzvah in an incomplete fashion. But it'll be kosher to the end. But they say, no, Ma'in Shmi Teitzel HaSina. What does the Tchelus and Tzitzis have to do with the Tchelus and the Big Dikuna? Tchelus and the Tzitzis, Machlokes, Mitzvah is not Me'akev. And Tchelus and Big Dikuna is Me'akev. That's the Pashtus like that. That's the Rabbi Pesach Frank has a long essay about the possibility of bringing Karbanos Bezman Hazeh. All safer, that's called Migdash Melech. So he quotes it, Tosefta Menachos, says Beferish, that Tchelus is Me'akeh, that all Machloikis is only by Tzitzis. By Big Dekuna, the Pashtus is that everybody agrees that it is Me'akeh. But then there was another dispute that the Gedolim had. What about the source? Is the Mishnah Melech really right? That the Rambam over here didn't mention it because he probably relied on what he wrote in Hilchos Tzitzis? That you need that the source of the Tchelus has to be Chalos, and maybe it's not so. Maybe the requirement that the Tchelus should come from Chalos and is only in Tzitzis, maybe in Big Dekuna it can come from any source. Indigo, the Gemara says, the same color as the Tchelus in the Tzitzis, but it comes from a vegetable. It's not at all from the sea. So that's what the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayis has in the beginning of Chelek Moed, has a whole essay, has the whole Kuntres and Hilchas Shabbos, and Malach HaShabbos, Kalkelas HaShabbos, we list off all the Lamentas Malachas, the Ovis, and the Tolvis, and the Rabbanim, and the Xeris, and everything. Then he has another essay, a long essay, by Big Dekuna. So in the middle of the long essay by the Big Dekuna, he raises such a possibility. Maybe the reason why the Rambam left it out in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash is because just not so. Maybe it does not have to derive from that source of the Chalos. Maybe the indigo would also be acceptable. Then on this same Rambam, Perakhes Aloha Yud Gimel, where he doesn't mention about the Halazon, the Rambam tells you, what is Agomon? Agomon, just like Tchelus has to be a material and a color, has to be Tzemer, Hatzavua, the Tzeba HaKochel, Pasuch Min HaKochel, so to Agomon has to be Tzemer, Sagimara has to be Tzemer, Hatzavua Odom. The Rambam claims that it's red. Agomon is red. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and he says, wrong. The word argamon is a combination of a few words, orug minim. Orug minim. So then the Ravid writes, it's not one color. He says it's a blend of two minim or three colors. Orug mishne minim or mishlosha tzivoyim. Alkein nikro argamon orug minim. So the Mishnah Melech says he doesn't know what in the world the Ravid is talking about. What do you mean? Orug? Orug, it's woven in? Shnei minim or shlosha tzivoyim? Is it two? Is it three? Which is it? What colors? He doesn't understand, doesn't know what exactly the Ravid is driving at. But the Ravid clearly doesn't agree with the Rambam. That, you know, the Rambam says that it's red, and the Ravid thinks that it's a blend of different colors. The pasuk says when the kohen gadol wears the choshen, hamishpat, he has to have, he should place the urim betumim inside the choshen mishpat. What exactly is the urim betumim? So Rashi writes, it's the shem amfoirosh, written on a piece of parchment that was placed. When asata el choshen hamishpat, you should place inside the choshen mishpat. Esa urim, esa tumim, boy alei baron, etc., etc. Rashi writes, huksav shem amfoirosh. That was written on a piece of parchment that was inserted inside the cloth of the Choshen HaMishpat. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma, the Gemara quotes Psukim. Where's the Pasuk? Chagas Chaim Malachi, I forgot already. I think it says that the Urim Betumim didn't answer. In the Baisheni period, the Urim Betumim didn't answer. In order that the Urim Tumim should answer, they used to ask Shaivas to the Urim Tumim. The Gemara has a Yuma, next to the last parak, the whole Arichah is exactly how do you ask Yishal Lo Ben Mishpat Ha'urim. Chumishah, sometimes you have to ask the Urim Tumim questions, whether you should go to war and so on. So, Bizman Baisheni, they couldn't ask because they knew in advance it wasn't going to answer. Because the Koyin has to be Medaba Baruch HaKodesh in order to have the ability to ask anything, and that was missing in the Baisheni. So the question is, in the Baisheni, when they knew the Urim Tumim wasn't going to answer, was it necessary to place the Shem Amfarish inside the cloth folds of the Choshen Mishpat? He knew it's not going to work. Or should you say it's not even necessary to put it in? What do you need it for? It's not going to answer any questions, so what do you need it for? So that's the Machloikas Rashi and Tesis in the end of the first parak in Yuma. And the Machloikas, the Rambam and the Raita. The Gemara says, Urim Tumim is one of the five things that was missing in Baisheni. So the Pasuk says in Chagai, the Navi encourages Bnei Yisrael, build me a Beis Hamikdash, the Eretz above the Yikovdo. This is my desire, and I will feel honored. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be on the Yikovdo. I will be honored by the fact that you build me a Beis Hamikdash. So the word the Yikovdo is written the Yikovved, it's missing a hay. So the Gemara says, why is it missing a hay? To allude to the fact that Baisheni was missing the Hamisha Dvarim, and one of the Hamisha Dvarim was the Urim Tumim. So that's a machlok is the Rambam and the Raita here, and Rashi and Tosfos is there, and that Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yuma. What do you mean it was missing Urim Tumim? They didn't have it at all? They didn't place it in? Or do you say no? The Kli, the Beged of the Choshen Mishpat is incomplete without the Urim Tumim. You have to have the Shem written. It means it was missing, means that it didn't function. If they would ask a question, they knew in advance it wouldn't answer, so they never bothered to ask. So they were missing the functioning. The functioning of the Urim Tumim was missing, but the Urim Tumim had to be placed into the fold of the Choshen Mishpat, otherwise the Kohen Gadol would be Mechus B'Gadol. So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, how to read the Gemara. The Mishlei Melech quotes a fascinating comment from the Ramban on Chumash. In Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, the pasuk says that the names of the Shvatim were engraved on the 12 Avnei HaChoshen. Every Evan had a different name engraved on it. And on the two Avnei Kisvot HaEfod, six names on one Evan, six names on the other Evan. On the Avnei HaChoshen, the pasuk says that they were engraved the Milu Osam. What does that word mean, the Milu Osam? So the Gemara says in the end of Masech HaSoit and Pergeg LaRufo that they had to have a Shomir, it's a trick worm to engrave the stones of the Choshen, because you're not allowed to just take a sharp piece of metal and carve out the name, because it says the Milu Osam. Milu Osam means that the stone should be complete. So how are you going to make a hole without removing anything? So the Rambam says that just like in the summertime, sometimes you see there's a crack when it's dry, so sometimes there's a crack in the earth. No one dug out any earth, it's just that it dries up, so there's a big crack. Or sometimes when you leave figs on the roof in order to dry out, so when you leave them on the roof, they're all full, juicy. And then when they dry out, so you have a crack that develops inside. So the crack doesn't mean that anybody removed any part, it's just that it dried out over there. So to over here, the Avonim have to be the Milu Osam and have engraved. So how can you do such a trick to have engraved without scraping something off? So the Gemara says they had a miraculous worm that's known as the Shomer that it was able to carve out the names without removing anything. It was able to crack a space. So the Gemara only comments this on the Avnei HaChoshen, on the 12 Avonim. What about on the 2 Avonim? So the Ramban HaChumash points out that it never says the word Bimilu Osam in connection with the Avnei HaEifer. They think that it doesn't say, so the din doesn't apply. By the Ksonis, Vishibat Ksonis, it says it by the Ksonis of the Kohen Hedyus. Even though it does say by, it says it by the Ksonis of the Kohen Gadol. Even though it does say by the Ksonis of the Kohen Hedyus, he assumes that the din was the same. He assumes like that. But here, the different Avonim. These are 12 Avonim. Each one only has one name. These are two Avonim. The different Avonim. He thinks that the pasuk that requires the Bimilu Osam only says by the Avnei HaKosh and not by the Avnei HaEifel.
Ramban.
Ramban HaKumish. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about the whole topic. Rambam never said you need a Shomer, never quotes the whole din in the Milu or something. So Mishlamel says he doesn't know why the Rambam left it out. The Sagimar quotes the Sagimar in the end of next to the letter Daf in Soto. The very end of Soto. Then one of the big day Kohen Gadol was the Me'il, and the pasuk says that the Me'il has to be made in such a way. The opening by the neck should be sewn in such a way, folded over. Safa yilafi, we should have a border. Maserik lo yikareya. Lo yikareya. So the Gemara in Yuma understands on that fine base. Much of the dinim of Big Bikun appear in Yuma next to the last parak, where all the dinim of Mashuch Muhammad appear. So the Gemara in Yuma understands on that fine base, Amar Aleph. Loi kareh doesn't only mean lest it should tear, it's an iser. Whoever rips big dekuna is over balav. So the Mishlam Melech says that one of the Sfardashik Doylem wrote a sefer, and he has a diuk in the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, and Klei HaMikdash that runs as follows. Hakareya pi ha-me'il loke shenemar loi kareh. Whoever rips the me'il is over an avera. That's the Gemara. V'hu adin, the whole big dekuna, so the other big dekuna, shahakor and derech hashchasa loke. So one of the gedolim saw, oh, you see in the Rambam adil that it's a difference. By the Me'il, it's a violation, even if you just rip it, shaloi bederech hashchasa. Rambam says, hakorea piyam yaloke. Vadin lechol big dekuna, only korea derech hashchasa. That's the diuk in the Rambam. So Mishmar Melech thinks that it's not correct. Ulididi, he quotes it from the Korban Chagiga. That's one of the Sfardish gedolim. So he quotes it and he says, Uli Didi, in my opinion, he thinks that the whole thing is fabricated from Tinian. He thinks that the Rambam put it all together. It's all the same thing. That everything is Derech Hashchos. How did the Rambam know that it's only, you're only Yoiver if it's Derech Hashchos? Maybe the Lab even applies if it's not Derech Hashchos. So the Kesem Mishnah writes, the Rambam understood it from the Dina of Losasim Kein Lashem Elokechem, that there's an Azhar Lanot et Seven Minam Izbeach. Anyone who destroys anything from the Beis HaMikdash is Zorivan Olav of Losasim Kein Lashem Elokechem. So there the Rambam writes, or Amrechik is Hashem. So there the Rambam writes, only if you do it, Derech Hashchotzo. So the Rambam understood that the pasuk over here of Lo Yikareya also, one is only in violation of the Avera if he does it, Derech Hashchotzo. He doesn't do a Hashchotzo, it's not an East. The end of the parasha, the Chumash speaks about the kiddush of the Kohanim. How did they become kiddushim? So how did they acquire the kiddushas kuna? Originally they were just Levim. So the pasuk says, number one, they had to be tovel and a mikveh. Number two, they had to bring karbonis. Number three, they all had Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha. Not only the Kohen Gadol, the four sons also had Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha. And number four, part of the dam of the Korbanis was put on their bodies. Like you have by Asham Etzora. So the pasuk says over here also, part of the dam was sprinkled on their bodies. And then it says, so The question is, the tzvila and the mikvah that they needed, was that in order for the machshir them? The Gemara has a cloud gemiri. We have Allah HaMashim Sinim, the lekha hazor v'loi tzvila. A person can never have the mitzorah who gets matan v'hoinois, they put from the dam hasham mitzorah on his body. So the Gemara says he has to be toivel and a mikvah before, in order to be roi, to be mekabel the matan v'hoinois. Or there is a din in the Mishnais in Torah that when a person is a tamim meis and he wants to have hazor shlishi shvi in order to be able to be tovel in the mikvah to get rid of the tumas meis, so before the hazor shlishi shvi, the person has to go to the mikvah. What is that? Going to the mikvah? The tamim meis goes to the mikvah three times. He has to go to the mikvah before hazor shlishi, has to go to the mikvah before hazor shvi, and then he goes to the mikvah to get rid of the tumas. So what's the mikvah before hazor shlishi, before hazor shvi? It's Mishnais. So there are been a time, and it says this in Megillah Daf Chof, is that the other place that Rabbeinu Tam says, because Gemiri, the Lekha Hazor, the Light Tefillah. The Gemara says so, increases Daf Chesem and Aleph and other places. In Yuma, the Gemara says like that. In order to be Roy, to be Mekabal Hazor on the body, either Hazoras Adam or Hazoras Eper Pura, a person has to be tevil in advance. So it could be that this is the pasuk over here, because it said, where does that, what is that halacha Moshe Messina based on? So I was just thinking, maybe it's based on the pasuk here. It says the Kohanim have to be tevil in the mikveh in order to become Kohanim, and then it says you have to do the shicha, you have to have hazo azdam hizesa. Well, akachtam in adam asher alam izbech from yishemen amishcha vihizesa, there is hazo of shemen amishcha and the dam. There's matan behoinis, there's everything. Matan behoinis and hazo of dam and of shemen on their bodies in order to give them, in order to endow them with kedushas kunim. The Gemara says that Bnei Yisrael HaSinai also needed tefillah in the mikvah because Gemiri, the lek azar b'lai tefillah, and the Pesukim say in the end of Mishpatim that they did Vayizek Moshe Sadam al ha'am, he reserved the dam on the people. And the Gemara understands the Pasuk Kipshuta, that he reserved the dam on the people literally, not like the Targum Unkelus says at the end of Mishpatim, he reserved on his death l'chaper al ha'am. But the Gemara understands not so, he reserved on the yam. So maybe that's the Pshat over here also. Maybe this is the original source of this Halacha L'Moshe Messina. The original pasuk is by the Kohanim that they had to be tovel in the mikveh in order to be mekabel the hazor. And then from here, the Halacha L'Moshe Messina extends it to all cases. Maybe the lek hazor lo tefillah in all cases. And they had to bring these special korbanos for the special occasion. Part of these are taked dinim l'daras also. When you have a ger, habola his gaya. So the din says that the ger has to be tovel in the mikveh in order to acquire kedushas Yisrael. And the ger has to bring a korban also. So that's taka the same as a kohen. The kohen, in order to be miskadosh b'kedushas kunah for the first time, had to be tovel in the mikveh and they had to bring korbanos as well. Everybody's invited to attend this Shabbat, special Shabbat home. How come one of the boys is having an oifu? How come it's going to be in Mount Sinai? How come it's not over here? Anybody know the terrace today? Oh, it's a good terrace. Okay, so where's everybody going to dive in here?